Blog Talk Radio.
We would like to welcome everyone to Missing Pages of History. And first and foremost, we would like to say Happy New Year to everyone. Happy New Year 2015. And we'd like to thank all of our listening audience and supporters for 2014 supporting Missing Pages of History. And like always, at the beginning of the year, one of the things we always would like to do is set certain priorities and certain objectives for the following year. In the process of doing that, we would like to start off with our annual resolutions. What are the things we plan on doing this year to make it a better year than last year? So we'd like to hear your resolutions for this year. That's 2015. What will be your resolutions? What areas would you like to improve upon? What was your resolution last year? What areas did you improve upon for last year? And at the same time, we'd like to have this particular show dedicated to our listening fans. We'd like for you to call in and share with us your resolutions for this year, 2015, with Missing Pages of History. You know, there are many areas and events and programs that we'd like to maybe be a part of that we didn't participate last year, and maybe this year we can put it on our agenda. So to move forward today, what we're going to start out right now with our analysts and contributors of Missing Pages of History. We have Emmanuel and Susie on the line. They would like to share their resolutions for 2015 and maybe even give us a report on how successful were they in 2014. We first and foremost will start out with Emmanuel. We'd like to welcome him to Missing Pages of History. Emmanuel, welcome to Missing Pages of History, and Happy New Year to you.
Welcome.
Emmanuel, for 2015, what are your resolutions?
Well, I didn't make any, basically. I'm looking at trying to execute some things better than I did last year, but I made some promises to myself, things I was going to make sure I keep those promises. See, resolutions only kept about, people only make those percentage-wise about 44%. They keep them about 19%. They last about 6 months. So when you look at those, well, my thing is, what ideas do I have to improve my health, to improve, my financial situations? I mean, sticking to budget. People don't stick to budgets, but I try to stick to mine. I got to do better and continue to improve sticking to a budget. Make sure that family is first. The communication comes across like it's supposed to. Call a family member every week. Make sure that happens. Try to go out with a family member if they're local, probably once a month at least. Try to celebrate birthdays and holidays to a certain extent. So these are kind of resolutions that I try to make. And how do I keep those or improve on those? Because once you start making resolutions for the new year, you look at the one that you made last year and the year before, that you keep those. So you look and you say, well, I kept those good eating habits. I kept the exercise habits. How long did I do that? So you got something in talking about resolutions. But that's my take on resolutions, that percentage-wise, how do you want to keep them? How are you going to discipline yourself to keep them, basically? Reading, are you going to, am I thinking to get more politically involved? I've been politically involved all of my life. Do I do less or do I do more? Pay attention to politics. We know, and this is President Obama's last year, basically, and he's done everything he said he was going to do that he could do without a disruptive Congress. I'm mainly Republican. Now, they've taken over the House, so this year we're going to have to look into political views a little bit more than ever, because now the Republicans, they have a majority in the Senate and also in the House, and the House, of course, holds the purse strings. So everything he do that involves money to a certain extent is going to involve the House of Representatives, so that's going to be a stalemate there. So we're going to take a hard look at that, look at gerrymandering, That's how the Republicans control the Congress, because they gerrymandered basically in all the districts, especially down south. So this is what they did. So look at everything out there. So what we can do better to improve ourselves politically, to voting, make sure that we vote regardless, get involved in more local politics and general elections as well as in national elections. When you don't go to the polls in general election, it involves judges, involves councilmen, these type of things that involves legislators. This is a problem because, again, people complain about it, can do things about it by actually voting. So these are some of the resolutions, you might call them, or some of the ideas I'm going forward with for myself. Get involved a little bit more in the political scene with all types of media. I hope to travel more this year than last year. My health gets a little bit better. So when that happens, I'm going to try to get involved in the social media circuit a little bit more, get on the media circuit again much, much more. I said a little more, much, much more than I did last year. Try to do some speaking engagements this year. So, again, let's try to wake up everybody. It's going to be a wake-up call for everybody because President Obama is about to leave. It's his last term. And, like, again, how much he's going to be involved in politics afterward, just don't know. So we got to look at this thing real hard now. As African-Americans, we have to look at everything very hard. Everything has to be a fine-tooth comb. So put a sifter out there because, again, seeing is believing. You're seeing what's going on, and I believe that what's going on is happening right now. So look at all the achievements that happened in 2014. And, again, President Obama is going to use his executive powers legally as much as possible, and that's what he's going to do. So a lot of things we're going to look at. In our next show, we're going to give you some things that happened in 2014 and hope we can improve on these things in 2015 and what's coming through the pipeline. Look out what's coming through the pipeline. As soon as January the 20th is over with, you're going to see hell raising coming out of the Republicans. You're talking about some hell raising. It's going to come out of them, in them already. And racism is going to be the biggest, right now, the biggest property that we're going to have to deal with. And I call them properties for a lot of reasons, because these are things that are dealing with in everyday life. Health is a property, as far as I'm concerned. You got to deal with that. It's like keeping your property up when you buy a property or stay in a property. You got to keep it up. So we got to make sure we keep these properties up, things like health, things like finance, education, politics, these things we have to keep up, religion, all these things are properties that we have to keep up. Renovate some of these things, we got to renovate some of them. Some of them we got to replace, very simple, buy new. So, but these are the resolutions that you need to make and make sure, again, the whole thing is about discipline and you keep them. You keep these resolutions, you feel they're good ideas, that and they have got to be achievable. Don't make resolutions that you cannot achieve. Make sure they are achievable. You lay them by the wayside because you can't achieve those things. They're not resolutions. They're beyond resolutions that you can't keep. So list them down, print them down, put in your notebook, put in your computer. These are the things going to do this year. Going to improve on what most everything you're doing is going to be something you've already been doing already. You just want to continuously improve on some of the things that you're trying to do. But again, make sure your mental state stays in place, your mind power stays in place, and get involved in something. Stir something, stimulate something that you feel that you can do something about it, improve on it in a way possible. But those are kind of things that you should take a look at. And, like, again, we can call them resolutions. I call them ideas. The main thing is the execution of your resolution and ideas. And, again, do something, promise something, resolute something that you can achieve. Make sure that it's achievable and stick to it. So you have 363 days to do this. So make sure that you keep your promises, keep your resolutions, and keep your ideas, and continue to improve on all three. That's my take on resolution.
Okay, to our listening audience, you are listening to Missing Pages of History. This is our first of the year program, 2015. Today we are discussing resolutions for 2015, and we'd like to have our listening audience to chime in on this issue of what are your resolutions for this year, and what was your resolution from last year, and how successful were you? We would like for you to please call in at 818-337-0016, or you can write in by going online and speak to us through our chat line. The Missing Pages History chat line is now open. Okay, next we'll go to another contributor and analyst for Missing Pages History, Susie. Susie, we'd like to welcome you also to Missing Pages, and what are your resolutions for 2015? And what was your success rate for 2014? Welcome, Susan.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My resolutions for 2015, one is to give more encouraging words to people I encounter, whether it's through in the doctor's office or at the post office or whatever, because there's always a conversation going on there with so many issues with the economy and often different things. People are always looking for someone else, even just to be a listening ear. So I plan on encouraging people more when I'm out. And next resolution is definitely to stop looking at as much TV and try to get in reading more books rather than looking at the TV. And last and final, one thing I realized since the new year, I need to, I used to do it, but I need to get back into researching the laws, especially with the state of Virginia and some of the federal laws, because there's a lot of laws out there that we have no knowledge of, and I like to be aware of them. And that's my resolutions, positive and enlightening for 2015.
Well, Susan, one of your resolutions sounds real interesting. I think it's real practical. And I really like the one of just saying encouraging words to people. Sometimes one or two words can make a difference. And I think that's something that all of us maybe could do and maybe should put on the agenda, is to be more courteous and respectful and kind to each other. And I think that would go a long way in terms of improving relationships between people. Okay, we'll continue to move forward. We have with our, one of our supporters on the line, supporter 8488, supporter 8488. Welcome to Missing Pages of History. What are your resolutions for 2015? And what were your resolution in 2014? How successful were you? Yes, caller 8488, you're on the line.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Carla.
Okay, first of all, I would like to say Happy New Year to all the listening audience. And in terms of resolutions for this year, I think I'm going to take a personal approach to making myself better. The first thing I want to do, and for me, it was harder last year for whatever reason. I did not participate in or make myself do it. I want to cook more, and I want to eat a lot better. I want to concentrate on going to get the best organic greens that I can possibly find, and I want to make sure that each week that I pick two greens out to help nourish my body and the bodies of my family members. So for me, that's a very practical thing that wasn't done and a very necessary thing. The other thing is I would like to support more even Missing Pages of History organization. I know I stepped away from it the last year, but I will like to see if I can lend more support in terms of still working on that newsletter for you guys. And if not that, I will find me an organization where I can produce a newsletter for them. So that is the two major goals that I've set for myself this year.
Okay, stay put, Carla. We'll come back to you later. We'll go to our next listening audience. We have what's called a 6057, caller 6057. Welcome to Missing Pages of History. What are your resolutions for this year, 2015?
Okay, thanks, brother. I appreciate it. Happy New Year's to the listening audience and all the participants in today's program. I didn't make any New Year's resolutions last year. Upon reflection, I do have a couple of resolutions for this year. I want to improve my level of personal organization and be better organized on a personal level, and also want to improve my communication with with Africans I work with on a day in and day out basis and within my organization. Continue to try to find ways to move us closer to achieving liberation and scientific socialism.
Okay, we thank you, caller. To our listening audience, you got to listen to Missing Pages of History. We are talking about resolutions for 2015 and what was your success rates in 2014. We would like to remind our listening audience that our last quality fundraiser raffle drawing that we had in December 2014, we'd like to say congratulations to our winners. We had Raymond Robinson, first prize. Second prize, we had Shirley Grantley. And third prize was Lewis Wolf. One from Richmond, Virginia, two from Richmond, Virginia, and one from Washington, D.C. We'd like to congratulate our winners, and we'd like to remind our listening audience that our first quality fundraiser coming up will be in February 17, I believe. Will be coming up. We'd like to encourage you to come and support Missing Pages of History. You can do that by sending contribution donations to Missing Pages of History, P.O. Box 27782, Richmond, Virginia, 23261. That P.O. Box 27782, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. And our next correction on our next upcoming fundraiser for the year will be February the 21st, not the 17th, the 21st. So we need your support. We could be doing some things in the community. We also, in the process, want to expand this program where we come on weekly to speak to our people and fill in our missed pages. But in order to be successful and do that, we need a community support. So we are calling for your help. Now, right now, we can go back to our listening audience. We have another young man on the phone, been waiting a while. We'd like to bring in caller 4298. Caller 4298. Welcome to Missing Pages of History. What are your resolutions for 2015?
Thank you. Well, based on the lessons in the class struggle within the USA in 2014, first we have to consider where do correct ideas come from? I mean, if we're going to talk about what we're going to do, we got to consider that question. Without a vision, the people perish. We desire that no one should perish, but that all come to understand and accept the plan of salvation, a.k.a. socialism, and the process of developing a communal social order. As Lenin stated, without revolutionary theory, there can be no revolutionary movement. Theory is the summation of the experiences of the working class and our struggle to create a government of the people, for the people, by the people, a.k.a. a government which represents and advocates for the interests of the working class. We need people who specialize in government, a.k.a. Marxist-Leninists. That is genuine revolutionaries and not mere mercenaries. There is power in a union, whether between individuals or within organizations. The purpose of the union is to bear fruit. All fruit is not good fruit. There is the fruits of evil. The prime directive to humans is to honor your mother and father by getting married before having a child. This is politically correct and economically efficient. The capitalist roaders choose the path which puts profits before the needs of the mass of people. The love of money is at the root of their tree of evil. In a political economy, people are money. Hitler was a demagogue. That is, he played on the ignorance and backward sentiments of the international political economy. Fortunately, Stalin, Roosevelt, and Churchill united to defeat Hitler and his program of fascism. Fascism is open tyranny, including tyranny and tyranny, past and present, tyranny of finance capital, or that is the reign of money. Let's unite to fight apartheid, which is in essence fascism. Don't reverse correct verdicts. Stand on the rock of truth. The biggest or greatest person to ever exist was once a baby. Don't let this system go to your head, Dred. No, Dred,
okay,
no.
Caller, you got about,
support plan.
You wrap up
support
your thoughts about 21 seconds,
caller. Support Planned Parenthood. It is scientific socialism. Remember, there is no big I and little you in team. There to struggle, there to win. The future is bright. Scientific socialism shall conquer. Thank you.
Okay, caller, we'd like to thank you for your comments. What I'm going to do right now, since we're on the subject of resolutions, I'd like to just have my participants today and callers to call in. And also you can call in on the chat line. Call in at 818-337-0016. And make sure you press 1 if you have any comments or views. To those who are still on the line, I'll start with you, Emmanuel. One of the things you alluded to and been alluding to some of these resolutions, people are talking about more participation in terms of the political process. I.e. voting, et cetera. How would you think that would make things better for the whole country when more people participate?
Well, number one is voting. Like I say again, that's the number one priority, is to be able to vote. Whereas local, statewide, nationwide, is number one. Everything constitutes on the vote. We the people, by the people, for the people. The people have to vote. When you come of voting age, we got to make sure our vote is not oppressed or manipulated in some other way. We got to make sure that's happened that way. We got to get heard. So by organizing, going to, having the churches get involved, on state to be separated, but you can't separate the two because people go to church and are politically involved. Most politics who go to church, so you can't divide the two. I don't know why would someone even make a do anything like separate church and state. You can't do that. It's impossible to do that because it doesn't happen that way. So I'm telling everybody to make sure, again, your resolution should be to continue doing a little better of what you're doing and get more politically involved. President Obama should have made African Americans get more involved. That's our first black president. 2001, a person made that statement, said we're going to have a black president, we're going to have a woman president. Well, I think Mrs. Clinton is on her way. And again, we can stop the process of the Republicans, what they're trying to do. They have a process involved, and the process basically is to make sure they stay in control, change the rules. They want to change some of the process, way things are done. If they get in at the president's, you're going to see some things you've never seen before. And that's why President Obama said his veto pen is coming out, because he knows they're crazy. That's a stupid party. The governor of Louisiana called them a stupid party, and they are a stupid party. So I'm repeating what they say. What one of their members said. They are a stupid party. We got to make sure we organize to the fullest. African Americans, we're only 13% of the population. Can't a whole lot you can do at 13%. We got to understand the numbers. We don't understand numbers. We got to understand the numbers. 13%. How much can we do? We can do a lot of things together, but again, where the process is set up politically. The population is totally against you at 13%. When the Europeans are basically almost over 80%, that's preposterous to even try to do some crazy stuff. Not going to happen. Okay? You got to get involved in the political process and make sure you follow the blueprint. That's all you have to do. The blueprint has been made. Just follow the blueprint. Everybody's a human being. Stop putting ourselves in a division of race. We know that's out there. That's understood. Black and white is understood. That's there. Not going to stamp that out. Not with 375 years of slavery. That's embedded. They're not going to change their DNA. 365, you're not going to change it. So basically what you got to do is to make sure that you adhere to the rules that they are making. All they're doing is going against the rule. All you got to do is adhere to the rule that they're doing. So telling everyone out there, especially African Americans, especially people of color, white is a color too. So people of color, the ones who are not doing that great, again, you need to support everything that you feel that's correct. Everybody knows right from wrong. Everybody knows this. But the main thing is just participate, fully participate in things that affect you. The criminal justice system affects you. Just make sure. When you look at black America, when they go to prison, they get 7.5 years longer than sentences for whites for the same crime. How do we correct that? See, there's a blueprint to correct that. We just got to correct that, that's all. Correct it. If you need to start something called a coffee party, they got the tea party. Well, start the coffee party. But you need funds. The organizations need money. They'll have no money, they cannot progress. It's very simple. It takes money to progress. Funding. So support everything out there that's a cause you think is the right cause for you. So all I'm saying to put in my response to the question from the host is that support, vote. Do everything you can. Encourage people to vote. And make sure you get your voter ID together. They're doing everything they can. Voter ID, gerrymandering, all these things are coming to our next program. What happened in 2014 cannot happen in 2015. But 2015 is going to be a hell raiser coming from the Republicans. It's just the way they are. President Obama has set the table, and they don't like improvement for everybody. They want it just one-sided. That's why slavery lasted 375 years, and they said slavery was not profitable. Let me work you for 375 years and don't pay you nothing and see if it wasn't profitable. So you stop listening to the lies, to his story. Let's call history. Call his story. Stop listening to his story. Do more reading. Find an exacto one. Get more things chronologically. And also need to visit numbers. Do everything on numbers. That's what people live. When you can prove why everything else. But like I said, support, participate, and continue to vote in every election, where it's local, where it's state, where it's national. We need to do that. That's the only way you're going to get heard. If you don't vote, you have not too much to say.
Okay, we only have a few minutes left. I'm going to ask each one of my listening audience today if they can quickly give me less than 30-second response to this question. In terms of setting resolutions, one of the things I think we need to look at is the question of budget, how we spend our money. Should we have spent more money, less money, and prioritize it better? So in terms of resolution for this year, will you spend more money or less money in terms of setting your priorities? We'll start with caller 6057. What is your response to that caller, 6057?
Trying to spend more of my money with organizations that are supporting Africans or helping Africans try to obtain their freedom.
Okay, caller 9289. What is your response to that question?
Well, I'm gonna try to for this year. I'm gonna try to be more on the budget to do less frivolous spending.
Okay, caller 8488, caller 8488. What is your response to that question? Caller 8488. You want to spend more money, less money in terms of budget wise for this year's resolution. Okay, I guess we lost this caller. And we go with caller 4298. Your response to the question, caller 4298.
Well, I tell you, like Smokey said, this is going to take some time, but if time was money, I would be a millionaire. So it's people are money, and we have to appeal to people and you serve the people, and the money will take care of itself because the people have the money. But nevertheless, you know, like finance capital is the problem. Money is the problem. And how we our attitude has to be correct on that issue. Thank you.
Okay, last up, Mr. Emmanuel, your response to that question. How do you see the budget question in terms of prioritizing spending money, more or less, for you for this year?
I'll probably spend a little bit more. More money spurs the economy when you have money to spend. If the wages increase and everything else go up like this, you know, I think we should be able to spend more money. So, again, money, you know, we're in a capitalist society. I understand where you are. So money makes this capital, makes this whole country go. It's all about economy. And the economy is doing great. But you got to, people got to get paid, people need money and everything else. This country was made off of slavery, which the economy was all one-sided. Well, like I said, again, when a European, when he died, leaves $135,000, when an African-American dies, it's less than $6,000. We got to close the income gap. So how are we going to close that? We got to work on that strategy, how you close the income gap. So we got to get jobs. So employment runs of African Americans more than 20%, and white America is less than 5%. So that's a huge problem. And what's he getting paid? I was checking something the other day on Social Security. Average Black American gets $714 Social Security. Average White get over $1,400 per month. Well, you won't talk about cutting Social Security? Well, cut it from the ones that are making $1,400. They're not going to do that. They're going to cut from everybody, see. Why are you coming to one making $700, which is being the African American? We never had jobs that had, you know, made any kind of money. They were supervisors, managers, CEOs, CFOs, and all that. You weren't that. So you're not going to have the same kind of money for Social Security that they're going to have. That's where the gap is at. The gap is there. But I'm going to say one more thing. See, the transformation of wealth for transferring the next 5 years will be more than ever in this country's history. The next 5 years, people who made their money through discrimination, segregation, you know, from Jim Crow and all of that, that money being transferred the next 5 years, those are people that are 75 years old and above. They got the money. And they're going to transfer this money to the younger generation, basically, which is mainly, you know, whites. So the transfer of money for the first time in the next 5 years be the largest transfer in American wealth ever. And who's got the money? People that are 75, 80, 85 years, they have all of the money. That was through discrimination, segregation, that was through slavery, that was through affirmative action. They got all the money because they got all the affirmatives. Affirmative action, who got the affirmative? Affirmative action been around since 1675. Been around that long. But look, affirmative action is also discrimination, segregation. Who made all the money? You couldn't do nothing. You had no economy because you didn't get paid to have one. So now to try to get an economy now is very difficult for us. We have 35,000 black millionaires worth about $4 million. The state of New York has more than 35,000 millionaires. And we got 49 states left and cities, you know, how many cities you got left. So look at that number. So numbers are very important. 35,000 black millionaires with assets of $4 million. You got more than 35,000 millionaires in the city of New York, and they're white, basically. So look at that number. You have nothing. You talk, but you have nothing. That's a true number. 4 million, 35,000, and you got 43 million black people, 35,000. And the city of New York has more than 35,000. You might say European or white or other millionaires. So you have nothing. You're still back at square one.
Well, Emmanuel, we are out of time. You have left Missing Pages history of another challenge of filling another Missing Pages when we talk about this concept of transfer of wealth. We will have to do one on transfer of wealth. We'd like to thank all our listening audience for allowing us to come to their home this evening. And we'd like to remind you that our next program be February 17, 12 noon, as always. Again, we welcome all supporting donations. Please send them to Missing Pages of History, P.O. Box 27782, Richmond, Virginia, 23261. Until next time, let's make our resolutions. Let's try to uphold them. And let's try to be all that we can be to make a better world for all people. Until next time, we'd like to thank you for listening to Missing Pages of History. Thank you.